Vehicles, both petrol and diesel, emit pollutants that affect air quality, including nitrogen and sulfur oxides and hydrocarbons. Research indicates that small particulate matter, PM, also known as black carbon, mostly from vehicles, are causes of respiratory and cardiovascular diseases in most cities. The introduction of electric vehicles has been seen to tackle environmental issues from fossil fuel as well as addressing health implications of black carbon. At the just-ended Africa Clean Mobility Week in Kenya, participants expressed worry about the continent being used as a dumping ground for fossil fuel cars by developed countries who are shifting to electric vehicles. In 2014, about 300,000 electric vehicles were sold worldwide. The head of transport unit of UN Environment Program, Rob de Jong, said the argument made by Africans regarding deficiency in electricity should not be an excuse to be stuck with obsolete vehicles that contribute to climate change and responsible for more than 1.2 million premature deaths annually.
Africa is better suited than any other continent to make a big leapfrog forward on clean mobility. I think we can start introducing electric vehicles now. Also, add to that, the majority of the vehicles in Africa are still to be bought. Africa is motorizing very quickly. In Kenya, the number of cars doubles every 7 years. In Europe, the growth is finished. There are already many cars. Still, many cars are to come in Africa. So when you take the policy now, today, you can influence the future.
He said though the use of obsolete vehicles in Africa is worrying, importation of used electric vehicles that are about 3 to 5 years old come with modern technology, and that should be taken advantage of.
Joyce Jechi reporting.